Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And with support from Sonic Wall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, SonicWall can help you find it. And joining us here today are Rob Oliver and Brent Gable. Together, they are the Oliver Gable Project. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's great to have both of you on the show. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Yeah, we're going to start with track one from our CD. This is called My Baby Said She Loved Me.
Excellent. Here is the Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Baby said she loved me, then she threw me out the door. Baby said she loved me, then she threw me out the door. I didn't want to leave her, but I can't come back no more. Baby said she loved me when she took away my key. Baby said she loved me when she took away my key. Not a begging man, but she brought me to my knees. I see it coming, had no troubles that I knew. But when her mom was set, you know, she always saw it through. Said she loved me when she packed up all my bags. Baby said she loved me when she packed up all my bags. By the time I left, I went from riches right to rags. Baby said she loved me, then she threw me out the door. Baby said she loved me, then she threw me out the door. Didn't want to leave her, but I can't come back no more.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Rob Oliver and Brent Gable, together they are the Oliver Gable Project. Thanks for coming over here today to do this. This is excellent.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back in Sonic Wall.
Yes. And it's great to have you on the 4th of July. I feel like we're setting off fireworks before we even get started here. Yeah. So tell me how this little project came together. When did you guys think about doing it, and how long did it take to do?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but you know Carl Wern, obviously.
Of course.
So we're both doing the open mic night thing, and Rob kind of made a comment on something I did. Hey, man, we should get together. So we went over to your house,
It's fuzzy to me. I think about that. Like, did you ask me to play? I really honestly can't remember if one of us.
I can't remember either.
I mean, and I just remember, though, I wanted to write a song with Brent because I've admired him for a while. And I said, let's write a song together. I think maybe it was you said, let's get together and play. And I said, well, let's do more than that. Let's get together and write a song.
Oh, wow.
And then we enjoyed that so much. And it went, the one we just played was the first thing we wrote together.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, let's just write more. And it became, let's do six.
Wow.
So have a little EP. So
yeah.
How long did it take? We got together, we just got together once a week and, you know, writing, record. So we got together last summer. It was through pandemic times. So we had some free time.
Interesting.
That we found.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny. The first time I showed up there, I was thinking we were going to sit down and, like, do a video for the open mic for Carl's Community thing. And Rob kind of looked at me and went, well, man, you know, it might be kind of cool if we wrote a song together. So we're like, ah, okay.
Have you guys put up a song on Carl's Community together yet?
Oh, you know, we did because, well, yeah, through... And we're talking about his online, you know. Yeah,
sure,
right?
His online thing
Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did it in that fashion, yeah, where he had done, I didn't, you know.
We did like a Lyle Lovett song or something, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. We did one. Yeah, we did that one. And then also you did a Neil Young song and sent it to me.
Right.
And I put harmonica on it, which in very typical fashion, it was like I'd never even, I didn't even know it was a Neil Young song. I'd never even heard it. And he told me later, oh, yeah, it was Neil Young.
So this is how you guys actually kind of met, or did you guys already know each other?
Well, again, we did meet through Carl Wern, but we met, which is my favorite way to meet people as a musician. I was sitting with Carl at a gig, and Brent showed up. From what I recall, it was in Nag's Head of
all
places.
Outer Banks.
In the Outer Banks, and he invited Brent to sit in. So I literally met Brent just by playing music with him, which is just my favorite way to meet anybody. It's great. You
know? Well, Brent, you are a part of the band Acredale, and you handed me this album, which came out in 2019, did it not?
It did, yes.
Short Stories and Tall Tales. I guess this came out just before the pandemic. It must have been rough to promote this during a pandemic.
Well, I mean, it's always tough to promote something as a local musician.
Yeah.
Which is why I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh.
I mean, we could all be sitting on the beach right now, you know?
Well, what's the latest news from Acredale? Are you guys going to follow up with any live stuff? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably do some live stuff. Actually, one-third of the band is my daughter, Coleman Cynical,
right,
who has been in England for the last 3 years. So she just moved back to the States. So we were kind of in a little bit of a limbo with that. We had done some things where we pulled some different people in to play with us, but she plays violin and sings, and it's a very, very integral part of the band.
She doesn't live here, though, right?
Yeah, she lives,
she lives here now.
She lives in Chesapeake now.
Oh, okay, cool. Rob, you were just on the show, about 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, something like that. And I was thinking, too, you were talking about Brent putting out his Acredale album in 2019. I put mine solo one out the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess... Well, they came out right around the same time. I mean, mine was early 2020, but because we had talked about we'll trade CDs.
Oh, that's cool.
They're about to come out at the same time.
Right.
So,
of course, yours is called Highs and Lows and Blues.
Yes, sir.
And it's gotten a lot of critical praise, I would say.
It was a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time in this very room, which
Yes.
It's good to be back here. It's been a few months. I was going to come... I was almost going to be here with Holly Kirsten when she was here.
Oh, okay.
So that was after my visit, but I couldn't make it. I had a gig or something, but she upgraded to Chris Bridge.
Oh.
So no huge loss.
That's awful.
No huge loss there.
I'm sure Chris appreciates that. What else would you like to play here? We're talking with the Oliver Gable Project here on Under at Sunrise.
Yeah, I think we're just going straight through the CD. This is track number 2, the first little single we put out, and... yeah, this is a song that Brent had fairly worked out and brought it in, and we just put this whole thing together.
Well, right? I kind of had a chorus.
Yeah, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, our memory is just fuzzy. I know it's done.
Yeah, it was super cool, though, writing stuff together.
Absolutely.
But you must have really cranked them out, because there's 6 songs on this thing. It just cranked one out, one right after the other.
Well, sometimes when you tell someone the length of something, it can sound like a long time, but we literally just got together once a week.
Okay.
So you know, it took... like 10 months to write, record, and put out 6 songs.
Oh, okay.
So if we would have tried to do 12, it might have taken 20 months. Or it, you know, it just takes time
right.
to do all that stuff.
Sure.
So.
Okay, well, what's this called again?
This is called It's On You.
Excellent. Here is the Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three.
Caught his eye, you had his ear, you told him what he wanted to hear. I've seen it happen time after time, baby, it's so clear. I know everyone else but think you're doing yourself. Now nobody needs to get strung along just to get put on a shelf. I know it's a manly thing and I should go on and take the blame, but every time you play these games you lose. Yeah, baby, it's on you. Cup. When things get rough, it's not enough. It makes you glad to be so bad, so sad, so sad. I know it's a manly thing and I should go on and take the blame, but every time you play these games you lose. Yeah, baby, it's on you.
Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise. And you were telling me that you guys wrote these songs, but you haven't played them out anywhere. You just have put them on this record, and this is the first time you've actually performed them live for somebody, maybe?
Yeah.
That is the truth.
I mean, I don't believe it, you know, making mistakes for things, but hey, it's live stuff, man. So are we a band out there performing all the time? No, we're not. But this is a lot of fun, and we're doing it, and I love it.
It was a studio project.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very cool. I was looking at the record, and I see all these instruments you have up here. These are all your instruments featured on the back of the record?
Yeah, sorry, no, I'm nodding in the...
Yeah, people can't see you nod. I just want to make sure you know.
Well, Brent has a background. He does some really cool graphic art stuff. So, if people see the pictures of the CD. I just love it. And those are, actual pictures of us holding harmonica and tambourine and all. So, yes, all those instruments are on the album.
Gosh, how many instruments are there? That looks like there's at least 10 or 12.
Well, just the two of us, we tried to throw a lot of stuff in there. Pretty much everything we can play.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And even stuff, we just fake our way through it.
And I saw this was mastered by Rich Mossman. How's Rich doing? It's been a while since he's been on the show.
Yeah, Rich is doing good. He's in Nashville.
Right.
He's got a lot of stuff going on down there, so sounds like he's doing really well.
Well, it was nice of him to stop and put this together for you, or at least help you put this together, right? And this was recorded kind of like at home, or where did you record it?
Yeah, I did it at my home studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I call Green Wall Studios. Yeah, I've always done a lot of recording, and I just figured, just do some stuff myself and put it out there. And
yeah.
It seems to be working.
Well, do you think you'll do something else together in the future, another project, or is this just it? Now he's shaking his
head. Who knows?
It would be fun. I mean, life is long. So, yeah, I would love to do some more stuff.
Well, that's cool.
I want to write with more people, you know? It's just, I see some people out there doing it locally. I get a little jealous. I want to write with that person, you know? And I've started some things with some people, and finishing is the problem.
Yeah, understood. We're talking with the Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah, this is track number 3. This is kind of the love song of the...
It's a little melancholy, man.
Yeah, it's a little melancholy.
Here's the Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Right, this is called Heartaches. Ups and downs, a twist and turn. Oh, life is such a lesson learned. The fire burns a past to ash. The water flowing moves so fast. The hands of time can never grasp. Please don't let me go. You hold on to me. I'll do what it takes. I hold on to you when my confidence shakes. We hold on through all the heartaches. We try to heal through all the pain. Our love is flowing in our veins. What we give is what we get. I haven't given my best yet. I don't want reasons to forget. Please don't let me go. Hold on to me. I'll do what it takes. Hold on to you. My confidence shakes. We hold on through all the heartaches. Hold on to me, I'll do what it takes. Hold on to you when my confidence shakes. You hold on to me, I'll do what it takes. I hold on to you. My confidence shakes. We hold on through all the heartaches.
Yes. Rob Oliver and Brent Gable, the Oliver Gable Project here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I wish you the best with this little EP. I think it's great. It's wonderful. It's gotten a lot of radio airplay, and that's great. It's deserved, I'd say. And I really appreciate you guys doing this today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know we're really proud of it. I know we're both really happy the way it turned out.
And of course, you can probably get this anywhere, right? Any streaming service or anything like that?
It's through all the major stuff, iTunes, RobOliverMusic.com. It's on Spotify, all that good stuff.
And let's not forget Rob Oliver's solo disc, Highs and Lows and Blues, which came out in 2019, and Akerdale's most recent release, Short Stories and Tall Tales. They are also available, so check those out as well.